Hawaiian Volcano Adventure by Living, Loving, Laughing. Brought to you by ClaireWade.com. Today you're going to Hawaii. Specifically, you are headed to what everyone calls the Big Island, but which is also confusingly called Hawaii. The Big Island is well named. It is half the size of Wales and is bigger than all the other Hawaiian islands put together. You are going to see the dramatic and potentially devastating side of Hawaii by taking a helicopter ride over the island to see the volcanoes close up, although not too close. Your day begins at a heliport. Emerging into the light early morning rain, you gaze in astonishment at the Hawaiian flag that is proudly flying. And think for a moment, you really haven't landed on American soil at all, for it's not the stars and stripes you see, but the Union Jack and stripes. The early Hawaiian rulers were so impressed with the ships and weapons of Captain Cook that they actually asked to be ruled by Britain, and this strong bond still continues. You stand looking round the heliport at the rows of sparkling helicopters. Your attention is caught by an unfamiliar sound, the constant chirping of hundreds of frogs. A few years ago, some tiny Kokiea frogs from Costa Rica were accidentally transported to the island, and their millions of descendants have already spread across it. They form a backdrop of sound to the island. A man walks towards you across the tarmac. He introduces himself as Mike Pokahuna, your pilot. Mike shows you over to the beautiful blue helicopter you'll be flying in. He opens the door and you get into the back. You're the only passenger, so you choose a seat by the window so that you can enjoy a great view. Mike climbs in and tells you to put on a set of headphones. You see that they have microphones attached and you can hear his voice clearly in your ear. You watch as Mike flicks different switches to start the engine. The great mechanical bird begins to rumble as the blades start to spin. You feel a surge of adrenaline and your stomach does a little flip-flop. But as you smoothly lift off the ground, you feel completely safe and really excited. Mike skillfully takes off and flies away from the heliport, giving you a fantastic aerial view over the island. The panoramas are breathtaking. It's a clear day and you can see for miles. You're flying away from the populated part of the island, leaving behind the built-up commercial and residential areas, and heading inland towards the rising peak of a mountain. Mike's voice comes over the radio. I know when you mention the word volcano, the image is one of a huge conical mountain spurting torrents of orange flames with lava running down its sides towards the terrified villagers below. But this is Hawaii, where even the volcano is laid back. Eruptions here tend to attract visitors rather than repel them. The volcano is called Kilauea, and it is the most active volcano in the world, having been constantly erupting since 1983. Every one of the Hawaiian islands is or has been volcanic. The tectonic plate the islands sit on is moving slowly northwest over a stationary magma chamber many miles below, which acts as a sort of blowtorch piercing the Earth's crust. Mauna Kea moved over the blowtorch hundreds of years ago, which is how scientists know its erupting days are over. But currently, Mauna Loa and Kilauea are sitting on top of it. Further southwest, below the ocean, a new volcano is already growing and has even been given a name, Lo'ihi. In about 20,000 years, it will break the surface of the water above the blowtorch, and there will be a new Hawaiian island. Take a look down at the land, Mike says. Looking out of the window, you can't believe how black the rock is around you. Amazing, isn't it? That's hardened black lava. The whole island is covered in it, and it's all come from the erupting volcanoes. You stare at the expanse of cracked black lava, which stretches out for miles. It's known as lava rock, or basalt. Speaking of eruptions, if you're lucky, one of the active volcanoes will erupt when we're near, and you'll get to see an amazing demonstration today. Don't worry though, we won't get too close. We'll have to ask Madame Pele to show us her presence. Madame Pele is the Hawaiian volcano and fire goddess. It depends on how she feels if we'll be lucky enough to see an eruption on this tour. Known as She Who Shapes the Sacred Land, the story of Madame Pele goes back to centuries-old chants and oral traditions of the Hawaiian people, used to describe and understand the volcanic eruptions and lava flow. The Halemaumau crater of the Kilauea volcano is the present home of Madden Pele, and visitors to the crater take her offerings as symbols of thanks and as pleas of help. Looking down from the helicopter as you fly over this incredible landscape, you can't help but gasp every time you see something new. There are so many signs of the fierce, dangerous heat which lies just below the surface of this beautiful island. From the black rock to the smoke in the distance, it's incredible, and you sense the great power beneath the island. There aren't just volcanic eruptions to contend with, Mike says. This is an earthquake zone, because the island is situated on a slowly drifting Pacific plate. It moves over deep hotspots that create the volcanoes and vents by causing the magma layers to shift and change. This movement causes thousands of earthquakes, some you can hardly feel, to larger ones which tear the island, causing cracks and fissures. One such example is the Great Crack, a giant fissure 8 miles long, 60 feet wide and 60 feet deep. You can see it as we fly over the Hawaiian Volcanoes National Park. You look down on the park which stretches out beneath you. You can make out the tiny dots of people hiking across the varied terrain. It's a popular place for visitors, Mike says, although you'll need more than beachwear if you plan to go hiking. Everybody thinks that Hawaii is hot and sunny, but if you're on the ground, you'd be amazed at how cold and damp it is. Kilauea's summit is 4,000 feet elevation, and the weather constantly varies. Temperatures can be 12 to 15 degrees cooler than at sea level. By flying over the park, you're also missing out on the smell. We're near the sulphur banks, and they smell like rotten eggs and are enough to turn your stomach. Definitely not the smell that you associate with the tropical island. The view beneath you is constantly changing, from cracked rock and earth to lush green vegetation of the rainforest, with giant ferns up to 60 feet high. At the bottom of a crater, you see it strewn with huge boulders, some as large as houses, and you can make out hikers sitting eating picnics on some of them. The ground is covered in deep cracks, some of which are still venting steam. In the late 1950s, there was a big eruption here, Mike says. It sent fountains of lava over 1,000 feet into the air and broke through part of the crater walls in a series of lava waterfalls. The ever-present trade winds caught the material in the fire fountains and blew them in a giant round hill that you can see over to your right. The cleft all along one side has led to some calling it Butt Cheek Hill. It can rain a lot here. It is a rainforest after all. In 2000, they had 30 inches of rain in one day, and the rainwater seeps down to the rumbling magma chamber just 200 feet below you. Lava is quite porous, so the rainwater doesn't rush down straight to the magma chamber, but you do get a lot of steam. Looking around you, you realise you're not the only thing in the air. There are beautiful tropical birds and frigates flying high, cruising lazily on the thermals. Now I'm going to fly you along Chain of Craters Road, where you'll see some actual lava. The road is accessible to cars, but you can see it all from up here. We are getting close to the main vent of the volcano, Pu'o'o, which has been sending streams of lava to the sea about 12 miles away, where it forms new land. This means that Hawaii is under constant formation, changing shape and size all the time. We may see Pu'o'o erupting today. Pele, we ask that you grant us a viewing. With that, Mike flies the helicopter towards the crater, and you keep your fingers crossed for a great show. In the distance, you see clouds of smoke that drift up into the sky, and looking down, you expect to see some sort of fire raging beneath you. At first, you can't see anything, but as the helicopter flies nearer, you make out a bright orange glow, like the heart of a furnace. The closer you get, the more you can see that the orange is liquid, and it's bubbling and boiling, flowing like a river. As you watch the ground, you see the lava is flowing really fast. It's glowing molten orange and looks frighteningly hot. Mike keeps the helicopter high above it, avoiding the heat. "Keep watching the lava," he says. Sometimes eruptions can be really slow, and scientists film time-lapse videos to show them, but at other times they can be really fast and spectacular. Pu'o'o has given some very spectacular displays in the past. You stare at the thick boiling liquid, and watch as a cloud of gas is released. Then a small spray of bright orange droplets shoots up into the air before falling back to the earth. It happens again. This time the droplets go even higher, spraying out like a molten fountain. I think we've got close enough for today, Mike says. The lava is usually around 1,100 degrees Celsius when it erupts. Once it starts to cool, that's when it hardens and turns black like the rest of the rock you see around you. Some of the lava has already started to cool, and it's much slower moving. See the thick, treacly mass of dark lava down there? Mike points towards a thick, dark substance that looks very different to the bright orange you've seen so far. From up here, it looks completely solid, but focusing, you see that it is very slowly moving across the ground. If you were standing near it, you could feel the heat, but you'd easily be able to outwalk it, because it hardens as it moves. Soon it will be as solid as the acres of lava rock all around you. That's how quickly the new land forms and sets around here. The island is constantly changing and growing. Old land is covered up with new. Just take a look at that road sign up ahead. You look through the front window, and all you can see is the top of the sign. The pole that supports it is completely buried in black, glassy, hardened lava. Since the lava covered the road in 2001, the lava field has become a one-way destination. Cars have to turn around to drive back the way they came, but we can fly over it. I want to take you over the lava fields and head out to the coast. The land below you is descending rapidly, and you can see the sparkling blue of the Pacific Ocean before you. Flying over the seemingly limitless tract of black rock, you see that in the distance there are more columns of billowing steam. Mike flies straight towards the steam, and you see that there is hot orange lava coursing down the cliffs in a fiery torrent. It plunges into the sea, sending up the great clouds of hissing steam. The lava rapidly cools and hardens in the cold water, Mike says. The hard lava is then shattered to pieces by the power of the waves in the Pacific Ocean. Now it's time to head back to the helipad, but before we go, we must thank Pele for her magnificent display today. You take one last look at the glowing landscape and silently say your thanks. On your journey home, you try to take the awe-inspiring landscape in one last time. Mike flies back and lands the helicopter smoothly. You thank him for an incredible adventure before climbing out. You feel disappointed to be back on solid ground without the amazing bird's eye view, but now you have a newfound awe and respect for the creation of this beautiful island.